Blog Talk Radio.
The show on the road on Eugene's Corner Show on Blog Talk Radio. Radio Eugene's Corner. We haven't yet, but I treat the shot. Alright, so it's a gorgeous weather for this day. You know, we need more, right? It's me. It's about right, New York City. So, I had missed a call one day. It happened here. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. I'm Buck Wall. I got a heart. I'm going to play something that's very funny and show you me from San Lucas Lewis Martin. You can get RAFI Life Achievement Award.
Scale beyond you. Make a playbook and train your team with Trainu.
Start for free at Trainu.com.
Waddy, I would address somebody get a phone book so you can see me. $40 million jobs in show business. I got a midget to direct me. I have regards for you, Marty, from Tony Bellini and Frank Gagnon. And they told me to tell you you'll be dead in the morning. Marty, you are the most annoying director I ever had. Little guy. He's the kind of guy in prison who's a squealer all the time. Pulling on your pants like me. Let's do it again. I said, Marty, it's 85 times. De Niro don't have it anymore. He's busy mumbling. Marty, when we see all the films you did, none of them were great. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here. Clint Eastwood is now thrilled. His name was mentioned. You'll have a great future ahead of you. Maybe instead of Jesus Christ, we'll do a story about a rabbi. A rabbi schlepping a piece of wood someplace. Be a great story. Anyway, De Niro is sitting there. God bless you, Bob. He's got the beard on. To know him is a treat. He's one of the great actors of our time. You ask him. Marty, from my heart, on behalf of my wife, Barbara Norton, being part of Casino was a great treat. It was a Cadillac. You are a Cadillac. To me, that is the top of the industry. Wherever your wonderful mother is, who I loved and adored, as certainly you did in your family, she's watching and smiling. God give you the great strength and courage to continue your great work. You are special. Don't forget that. You are special. God bless you, and I love you.
Bark couple. That's my show. What I like to put on now is a great song. I watch from time to time. I have put it on before, but young actress playing with Barbara Streisand. No young actress. Hey.
I was fishing in Idaho, and now I'm here in LA making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up with DoorDash to get the flexibility. A long time ago, I produced a song written by a verse man called Somewhere, and the singer was Barbara Streisand.
Every time I hear that song, I think of a faraway place. It's a place in your imagination, and it's just always amazing to me.
I have a great idea. I am going to sprinkle a little fairy dust on the stage, and we're going to make some magic with that song and you and Barbara Streisand.
And I tell you this. They know what I'm doing. I went like that. They knew what I was doing and said that. Who the hell are you? Need help? Yeah. Beautiful. Oh. I was calling you. Yeah, but I was having a show and I didn't shut it off. I had to find out. You knew I was coming back. Anything else?
Just take
it off. Yeah.
Not my car up in the air.
No, I know what you're talking about. Talking about.
I gotta
see it. Yeah. Is that everything?
No.
Yeah, that's what we're food.
Thank you. I wonder what
There it is. Stairway to Heaven, Heart of Fame, and Kenwood.
Thank you. makes me feel really deeply happy that he was pleased. mission that night was to please them. Just hopefully, because that was their big night. You know, they're up there wearing tuxes and the little, they look so clean cut and pure, and then they up there in their suits. We all know what bad boys they were. But they're men and beautiful souls, and they were pleased. So we succeeded.
But to have these moments, to have the opportunity to do that for them, to come tonight for the Moody Blues, to be able to, you know, impact your thanks to some of these kinds of influences, that's got to feel, it's got to be a gratifying chance to step up and do that.
Yeah, I'm glad that I'm, don't take this wrong, but I'm glad I'm still around to be able to do it for these guys, because it means so much to artists of our generation to still be recognized and not just swept away as old news, you know. I mean, there's a really big contribution made, and I am really glad I get a chance to talk about it.
You will never be old news. What are you talking? That's crazy talk.
I always say my favorite thing is hearing my heroes talk about their heroes, and it's been a total pleasure.
And we're glad you're still around to do it, too.
Thank you.
Rock and roll. Wilson, thank you. Thanks for the time, and have fun tonight.
All right.
That was the whole thing. Ben Hart had sang a song from Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. Why?
Mr. Sun is burning down the tank.
You can tell it's summertime.
No, but still, I will see you soon. All right, now this is all right. Now, I am calling. Let me know you think you can write song. Okay. Remember.
I'm obsessing in Idaho, and now I'm in the lake making a movie. Unbelievable. Thank you.
mother doesn't care how old you are, and it's devastatingly scary. I had someone say to you, your kids right now could take a heart of somebody to something I want to give to my kids so that they can feel the pain.
He must be like keeping at the house, right? And then he says he's a little keeping at the house. Is she always paying the bills? Help? You have a house. Tell me, I think you're a little poor. Thank you. So, what you lay down?
Yeah,
you might have to see a chiropractor. You know? Maybe a JJ touch your touch.
Thank you.
And appreciation.
You want one for me or what? Stay there, gentlemen. You ready? Hellman. Hellman Ralph. Hi, Dave Martin. I think we'll say Wally. There we go. You ready? Oh, boy. Hi, I'm Dave Martin. My guest on our previous show this week are Frank Sinatra, Bob Newhart, Diane Carroll, and Joey Heatherton.
Now you be there. That's a boy.
We are not Nazis, but we will sing on your...
Talking to the beginning and looking back, taking a show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. Whoever does the Tonight Show, Johnny, especially when he's introducing him when he's written the book, he holds up the book. Unfortunately for me, the book was not here. The book is Favor the Runner by J. Richard Kennedy. And now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra. And I have to tell you what the show did for him. Well, you have my word for the next day, and I was going to introduce for me to give you another break like I did the last time.
Yeah.
Just simply like, so far, this show has been awfully slow. Without a doubt, one of the slowest moving shows I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. That's not a lighter.
Well, she took something, but she also brought her one very small bed. She didn't put it in there, so I drove out. And Mary Ann had a bed back, and she saw how to go to the store.
And if all those sandwiches are enjoyed, here's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them. Would be Budweiser, one of the largest selling beer in the world. Here's the beer that makes it pretty clear what taste is all about. So raise your time at the friendly time, Budweiser, king of beer. If you're planning an icebox ready tonight, yourself a Budweiser to go right along with that sandwich. It could possibly cost a little more, but as the Echo says, it's that Budweiser taste that makes it worth it. It is worth it. It's Budweiser.
Yeah. Funny part is they had mostly out after an old weekend, but they took kind of like that. They didn't answer the day. So yeah. Cool, up to date. Hey, see this Vincent. Here you go. I'll get you something then, Ben.
Thank you.
Is that
Thank you.
Marian.
Nice to hang through it. I go to the bottom of
it.
Right, teams, am I pointing to me?
Yeah.
But,
I didn't see it. My eyes sometimes and something when you show that to something else. And I guess that's your one. You have to go. You going out?
No, Joe's coming over. Just to hang out on the patio.
Oh, he's sick. Yeah, anyway.
Thank you.